Well, I think there's always room for improvement. I will say I think the PLC has probably had greater appeal than ARC, and that may be as much a geographic dictate as anything. And PLC was very much appealing to our neck of the woods, whereas ARC not so much. But once we got into the first farm bill that I was a part of, when PLC and ARC were initially introduced, it didn't take but a couple of years before farmers started to realize, maybe PLC is a better option for us. And so the uptake on PLC was significant. And so that means probably there's a little more pressure in that program. But ARC doesn't necessarily mean that ARC is going away or that there's any push to make ARC go away. But there are scenarios when maybe ARC is preferred. But I think there was more of a view that PLC actually worked better. And so there was a broad uptake there, and that kind of has transcended the geography. Initially, we saw PLC in the southern states, places like Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, in that southern portion. Whereas maybe up further north, in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, northern Missouri, they might have been more favorable to ARC, as an example, Minnesota, places like that. Now I think they've seen PLC has a little bit better application, easier to manage, more predictable. And so that's where we have to do a better job in administering PLC. One of those areas is the reference prices, which of course were static. They were set on a 2012 model, and the program didn't even go in effect till 2014. So it's been behind for quite some time. Well, that was fine when we were dealing with almost free money because interest rates were low, input costs were relatively flat by comparison. And then we fast forward to the last couple of years where we've seen inflation through the roof, we've seen interest rates increase, and so cost of production has gone up, and no address of the production cost model that was prescribed in 2012. So that's where we've got to fix that. We've either one of two things, and I think certainly need to update to reflect current cost models, production costs. The other thing I think we need to do is figure out a way to index that model so that we're not having the same problem in 2 or 3 years, and that there should be some sort of reflection of actual costs that's reflective of the economic constraints that are put on farmers.